Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 13th. You'll be interested to know, 40 years ago, today in 1985, Nevado Del Ruiz erupted, sending a towering column of ash and deadly lahars that overwhelmed towns and revealed the sheer power of volcanic hazards. The tragedy spurred a global push for improved volcano monitoring and early warning systems, transforming disaster science and community preparedness into a vital priority. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 33 degrees, with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:33. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m., and a high near 50, along with a gentle west wind at 7 to 12, gusting up to 22. Tonight, a slight chance of rain is possible before 7 p.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 34, along with a light northwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just after 11:30, with the high tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday stays mostly sunny with a high near 45 and a northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Then Friday night will be mostly clear with a low near 30. Saturday is sunny with a high near 45 before rain, likely after 7 p.m. Saturday night. Then Sunday turns mostly cloudy with rain likely and a high near 53 with southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday night into Monday morning carries a chance of rain with gusty west winds up to 21 miles per hour Sunday night and up to 26 miles per hour Monday. Then Monday afternoon will be mostly sunny with a high near 45. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, dozens of police departments in Massachusetts are now using Flock Safety's automated license plate reader technology, which captures and records license plates and locations as cars pass by. This artificial intelligence system allows police to track motorists during criminal investigations, with Chief Legal Officer Dan Haley stating that the cameras capture information visible to the public. Haley emphasized that data typically remains on a server for about 30 days and is accessible by contracted police departments. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts is monitoring the technology due to concerns over data sharing with numerous law enforcement agencies. Former Police Chief John Carmichael highlighted that this technology can aid in public safety, helping locate missing persons and alerting law enforcement when necessary. Now on to sports. As Paul Skeens continually conjured magical starts this summer, Pittsburgh Pirates catchers Henry Davis and Joey Bart whispered about the Cy Young Award. The celebration began when Skeens won the National League Award, earning all 30 first-place votes. Skeens is the second pitcher in Major League Baseball history to win Rookie of the Year and Cy Young in consecutive seasons. He led the majors in earned run average at 1.97 and the National League in walks and hits per inning pitched at 0.948. Skeens is the Pirates' third Cy Young winner, joining Vern Law and Doug Drabek. in local sports. The Celtics crushed the Grizzlies, 131-95, with five players in double figures. Boston registers its sixth win of the season. The Seas returned home to face off against the Grizzlies last night. Boston led all night, securing a big home win. Peyton Pritchard led the team in scoring with 24 points. Derek White contributed 20 points, while Jaylen Brown added 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Jordan Walsh replaced Josh Minot in the starting lineup and made an instant impact. Boston will host the Los Angeles Clippers on Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time. In top news, using your credit card at the checkout is set to get a lot more complicated. A settlement between Visa and MasterCard, along with U.S. merchants, could lead to tiered pricing at the register. This agreement follows a two-decade antitrust battle over interchange fees, which banks collect from merchants for credit card transactions. If approved, merchants could charge different fees based on credit card categories, allowing for surcharges based on card type. However, analysts warn that adding fees might alienate customers, as many would switch payment methods to avoid surcharges. Despite changes, rewards programs are likely to remain intact. In business news, the decline of cable television just hit a major milestone. For years, the pay television business seemed to defy gravity. However, that is no longer the case, as the industry has been eroding for a decade. A recent estimate from Madison and Walsh shows that 15 years ago, nearly 9 in 10 United States households had a pay television subscription. But by the end of 2025, that number will drop to 5 out of 10. This decline explains why companies like Comcast and Warner Brothers Discovery are trying to sell or spin off their cable television assets. Advertisers are also noticing that higher levels of audience reach can be found elsewhere. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $102,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $3,500. And XRP is up 3% to $2.46. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has launched a digital ID, which will be accepted by the Transportation Security Administration at checkpoints in more than 250 airports across the United States. This feature allows users to create and store an ID in Apple Wallet using their United States passport. Digital ID acceptance will roll out first at TSA checkpoints for domestic travel. Users can present their digital ID instead of a real ID using an iPhone or Apple Watch. However, it is not a replacement for a physical passport and cannot be used for international travel. To create a digital ID, users must scan their passport and take a selfie for verification. Apple assures that this feature is encrypted, safeguarding user data. And in entertainment news, Netflix wants to build a home for its fans at the mall. Netflix House opens this week at King of Prussia Mall in Philadelphia, marking its first major push into physical, experiential retail locations. The venue spans 100,000 square feet and features interactive games, immersive rooms based on hit shows, a 200-seat theater, and restaurants offering Netflix-themed cuisine. Experiences start at $15 with Netflix Chief Executive Officer Ted Sarandos, envisioning up to 60 locations globally. This expansion taps into a market longing for in-person gatherings, capitalizing on nostalgia for traditional malls. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British author and philosopher Aldous Huxley. And he said, "Technological progress has merely provided us with more efficient means for going backwards." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.